Minnesota News Network, I'm Brent Palm. Minnesotans will get the latest numbers today on the financial shape of the state budget. MNN's John Anderson reports.
The Minnesota budget and economic forecast will be announced this afternoon. After crunching the numbers, this is like a report card from budget leaders and economists. They look at the state budget passed during the special session in June and other factors like federal cuts, fraud, and inflation. It was exactly 1 year ago the projected budget showed a surplus for 26-27, but a deficit of $6 billion by the end of the decade. Lawmakers will use this forecast to shape policy for the upcoming legislative session. At the Capitol, John Anderson for MNN.
Republican Senator Jordan Rasmussen of Fergus Falls supports the U.S. Treasury Secretary's investigation into fraud and claims that the stolen money is going to terrorists in Somalia.
We need to know, and Minnesotans are demanding to know, where their hard-earned tax dollars are going. And I'm very concerned about the possibility of those dollars either directly or indirectly funding Al-Shabaab and other bad actors in East Africa.
The Al-Shabaab allegations are based on a report in the City Journal, the flagship magazine of the conservative think tank, the Manhattan Institute. Governor Walz says he welcomes the investigation, but not if it targets just one part of our community. The U.S. Small Business Administration is reporting a total of $936 million in SBA-backed capital in the state last year. Minnesota District Director Brian McDonald says lending was up 10.6%.
Fiscal year 25, we were up about $90 million compared to fiscal year 24. So that's a pretty significant increase. And we were seeing really kind of the big story on this was our 504 program.
He says the 504 program was up 57%. CenterPoint Energy wants Minnesotans to be aware of resources available to help those out who need financial assistance during the heating season. Spokesman Joshua Soley says
Minnesota's Energy Assistance Program, which provides financial assistance for heating costs and furnace repairs for income-eligible households. We also offer flexible payment arrangements like average monthly billing, which spreads costs throughout the year to help manage periods of peak usage, like this winter heating season.
Minnesotans can apply for the state's Energy Assistance Program on the Department of Commerce website. And the University of Minnesota men's basketball team upset number 22 Indiana 73-64 last night in the Big Ten opener at Williams Arena. Cade Tyson and Langston Reynolds led the Golden Gophers with 17 points each. Five players scored in double figures. The U of M improves to 5-4 overall and 1-0 in conference play. The Gophers play next Wednesday at top-ranked Purdue. This is MNN.